Nothing miserable about Mondays when you know SAS Australia is back on the telly.
Yes.
This is the final week tonight and tomorrow night. Joining us right now is Merrick. Merrick Ross. Now, Merrick, we did speak with you before we even saw SAS.
Mm-hmm.
I just called you Merrick Ross, didn't I? Ross. I realised that. I just saw the guys' faces. Sorry.
Which, quite frankly, is more insulting than anything that DS said to me in 5 months under KS.
Sorry, mate.
Look, we know your name is Merrick Watto. I beg your pardon.
Oh, you're sorry.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. You've broken me. You've done what the DS failed to do, which was to break my spirit.
It took one interview.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. In the day, we used to all do stand-up together. Anyway, I'm sorry. I apologise. You are... It's like twins. You're an individual. I understand. So, what's... Now, mate, you did say in the beginning, before we did see this show, you did say, you know, this is the toughest thing I've ever done. We understand now. We actually
Oh, my God,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? How are you not broken?
No, I actually am still broken. After all this time, like months later, I've still got recurring issues with my back, with my shoulder,
oh, wow.
with my body. It's still healing up. I think that what people don't see is that, you know, obviously you get all the knocks and the breaks and the cracks. I had a couple of fractured ribs, which has really kind of upset the rest of my body. But the big thing is you actually eat your own muscle, which is not great. Like you eat away all the fat very quickly. And then after about probably 6 to 7 days, you're probably eating away your own muscle
yeah.
integrity. And it's just something that you're not used to. It's really very, very weird, and you feel very, very different.
Hey, looking at it, and of course they're going to do a second series. It's been such a big hit. Would you like to see them? Do you reckon they'll do it again around like the Snowy Mountains, or they'll hit somewhere Central Australia and do it through the heat?
Oh, I reckon they will probably continue to do it down in Jindabyne. I reckon, number one, they've built all the infrastructure,
well,
so it would make sense to go back there and do that. Yeah, it's not far from Jindabyne. It's actually, to be completely honest, I've no idea exactly where it is because it's in low-lying land. It's not actually in Jindabyne. It's quite some k's away from Jindabyne. But the fact of the matter is that one of the key elements of wearing us down is the constant cold. Now, the reason why is that you're constantly burning calories when you're cold. You're always uncomfortable. Like, 24/7, you're always uncomfortable. Even when you're asleep, you wake up every 90 minutes or so because you're cold. And I don't think that, you know, in the desert, although that would be brutal, and I would love to see that, I think that might come later because the cold definitely has an effect on you physically and mentally.
I think they've been able to do a great job of being able to make it straight out of the set of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because that's set in Melbourne as well. I mean, Jindabyne somewhere, isn't it? It's not in South Africa.
Ballabar now.
Merrick, I've got to be honest, you set this series up for me when you said it changes you as a person. I could not be more fascinated. Watching it, I was really interested to see the instructors take you aside and tell you that they were worried about your intensity and that you might burn out. I loved seeing that part of you, the part of you that focuses 100%. How do you feel about that now? Do you think that was good advice from them, or is that just the place you need to go to get through something like this?
Well, clearly it was terrible advice from them because I smashed it. Look, I understand what they're saying now, but at no time did I ever feel like I was burning out. At no time did I feel like my level of intensity was doing anything but driving me forward. And, you know, it's interesting that they said that. And then I think one of the next things I did was on the mountain when I actually came from dead last. I had a problem with my sled when I had to trek up the snow. And I was 30 metres behind the last person. And I thought, well, I'm cooked here unless I really, you know, get some intensity and get some desire to win here. And I pushed all the way to the front, and I'm not a snow person. I haven't been in the snow for over a decade, so it's not like it's my natural terrain, but it's just I had to get that intensity. So, you know, it's whatever works for some. Some people just seem to clip along really, really nicely without having to make a massive effort.
Yep.
But, you know, you never know what's going on inside their mind and what's going on inside of the heart.
Well, good on you, Merrick. It's going to be on tonight, Channel 7, hey! SAS Australia. Merrick Watts with Bridge and Spider now with Flan. Good luck, mate.
Rosso.
Thanks, guys.
6:55, an hour later on the tweet. It's the Gold Coast 92.5, Triple M.